Good morning. As you heard, Reverend Dana was called away because her mother was gravely ill. She is sorry to miss these services today, not only because she would love to be here with us, but this particular service about believing in Christmas is dear to her heart because she has incorporated one of her favorite Christmas stories, The Polar Express, with reflections and prayers that are so much a part of the spirit of this special time of year. As we are gathered together this morning, let us hold Dana's spirit in our hearts with wishes of love and light for her family during this difficult time. This morning's call to worship. We believe in the spirit of Christmas, a time which calls us out of the waiting darkness to celebrate the birth and rebirth of the Son, the baby Jesus, the symbol of hope and life growing out of the darkness. We believe in the spirit of giving and receiving. We believe in the possibility of peace on earth and goodwill to all. We believe in the spirit of Christmas. Come, let us worship together.
On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound a friend had told me I'd never hear, the ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. That's what my friends said, but I knew they were wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, though not of ringing bells. From outside came the sounds of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I looked through my window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. It was wrapped in an apron of steam. Snowflakes fell lightly around it. A conductor stood at the open door of one of the cars and looked at my window. I tiptoed downstairs and out the door.
All aboard. Well, are you coming?
Where?
To the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express.
I took his outstretched hand and he pulled me aboard.
Reflections on Believing by Reverend Dana Warsnall. Are there things that you believe even if your friends laugh at you? Christmas is a time for us to recall what it is we do believe in. For though sometimes it seems easier to talk about what we do not believe, we are a deeply believing people. We believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people. We believe we are a small and glorious part of an interdependent web of all existence. We believe in a spirit of Christmas beyond all the rushing and wishing and buying and letters to Santa. What do you believe about Christmas? What is it you need to take time to remember about who and how you are in the world? Is there one small thing that you can hold on to that, like a bell in the palm of your hand, you could ring and remember what is most important in the living of your life? What is it that you believe?
The train was filled with other children, all in their pajamas and nightgowns. Outside, the lights of towns and villages flickered in the distance as the Polar Express raced northward.
The Polar Express is headed to the North Pole, and any of you children of any age are welcome to join us. All you have to do is believe. Please get on board. Let's go. Come on. Anyone else who wants to go, get on board and come with us.
Soon there were no more lights to be seen. We traveled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high it seemed as if we would scrape the moon, but the Polar Express never slowed down. Faster and faster we ran along, rolling over peaks and through valleys like a car on a roller coaster. The mountains turned into hills, the hills to snow-covered plains. We crossed a barren desert of ice, the Great Polar Ice Cap. Lights appeared in the distance. They looked like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea.
There's the North Pole.
Didn't know we had a train in here, did you? Have you ever journeyed through darkness, over mountains, and through deserts? Do you sometimes think that the light will never return? What happens to what you believe on this dark journey? St. John of the Cross called this the dark night of the soul. The metaphors for it are many. Caves, deserts, the great barren expanse of the polar ice cap. The Christmas season asks us to believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel. It is the reason we celebrate the birth of Jesus, a symbol of light and hope at this, the darkest time of the year. For the world is turning from the darkness and back towards the light. It always does. What is it that you believe? For a few moments, let us be silent together and ponder what it is that you believe.
The North Pole. It was a huge city standing alone at the top of the world, filled with factories where every Christmas toy was made.
We're coming into the center of the city now. This is where Santa Claus will give the first gift of Christmas.
Who receives the first gift?
One of you.
As our train drew closer to the center of the North Pole, we slowed to a crawl. So crowded were the streets with Santa's elves, when the Polar Express could go no farther, we stopped and the conductor led us outside. We pressed through the crowd to the edge of a large open circle. In front of us stood Santa's sleigh. The reindeer were excited. They pranced and paced, ringing the silver bells that hung from their harnesses. It was a magical sound, like nothing I'd ever heard. Across the circle, Santa Claus appeared. He marched over to us and pointed at me.
Let's have this child here. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
I knew I could have any gift I could imagine, but the one thing I wanted most for Christmas was not inside Santa's giant bag.
What I want most for Christmas is a bell from your sleigh.
The first gift of Christmas.
Reflections on Giving, Matthew 2, 9 through 11. The wise men set out, and there in front of them was a star they had seen rising. It halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Christmas asks us to believe in the giving and receiving of gifts. That's what the three wise men are about. Theirs was truly the first gift of Christmas. Today, Santa is our symbol of giving at this season. There's so much excitement and expectations on Christmas morning, yet with all this expectation, we are bound to be disappointed. How many toys are broken by the time Christmas dinner is served? What we believe about giving and receiving goes beyond getting the five top items on our Christmas list. What would you ask for if you were chosen to get the first gift of Christmas? The most important gifts we give and receive at Christmas are hard to wrap up in boxes or to put bows on. Sometimes they are small things, like a tiny bell from Santa's sleigh that stands for the whole spirit of Christmas. What is it that you believe in?
The story of Santa Lucia has old roots in pagan and Christian traditions. Common threads run through the many versions. It is always the darkest time of the year, the shortest day of or the longest night. And there is always great hunger or famine. And there is always a young woman dressed in white with light around her head who brings hope and joy in the form of food for the hungry. In Scandinavia, the winters are very dark and long and bitterly cold. Part of the region lies in the Arctic Circle, and there the winter is like night with no daylight at all. The middle of the winter is the longest night of the year, dreaded because everyone... Guys are turning off my lights. Everyone thought that bad spirits... very dark and cold. The middle of the winter is the longest night of the year, dreaded because everyone... Okay. Dreaded because everyone thought that the bad spirits prowled that dark night to do evil. Demons and goblins roamed. People longed for a friendly spirit to bring back the light to frighten away the demons. Over the centuries, people pictured this spirit of light in their minds. And I'm good, guys. Thank you, though. As a young girl wearing a crown of candles in her hair, for some of the celebrations of midwinter became a time to honor a Christian saint called Santa Lucia. Lucia means light. It is said that during a time of famine when nothing would grow, Santa Lucia, with her head wreathed in light, appeared, bringing food and drink to the starving people. Today in Scandinavia, the oldest daughter represents Santa Lucia. She dresses in a white gown with a red sash. She puts on a crown made of evergreen, topped with lighted candles. Visits are made to parents, neighbors, teachers, and friends. Many young women go to hospitals and homes for the aged. Lighted candles are everywhere, reminding people that the true sun is coming back. As the oldest daughters of our community, represented here by Linnea Boyce and her mother, Kathy Carmen, our senior high young women represent Santa Lucia. And with the help of their senior high brothers, who are not here this morning at first service, they bring us sweet cookies and remind us that the light will return.
A clock struck midnight. I took the bell Santa gave me and put it in my bathrobe pocket. As soon as we were back inside the Polar Express, the other children asked to see my bell. I reached into my pocket, but the only thing I felt was a hole. I had lost the silver bell from Santa's sleigh. I wanted to go outside and look for it, but the train gave a sudden lurch and started moving forward. We were on our way home. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When the train reached my house, I sadly left the other children. I stood at the doorway and waved goodbye. The conductor said something from the moving train, but I couldn't hear him.
What?
Merry Christmas.
The Polar Express let out a loud blast from its whistle and sped away.
Prayer for peace. This is the night that so many millions around the world celebrate as a night of the Prince of Peace, when countless choruses sing of peace on earth, goodwill to all. This is a night of joy, but also for too many, it is a night of pain. And so let us pray, each in our own way, for peace on earth. Let peace begin within our own hearts and within our own families, a peace of kindness and forgiveness. And then let our prayer for peace go out into the ever-widening circles of love to our neighbors and to our classmates, then to those we do not know, to children and their families in faraway lands. And let us know they are like us and need on this Christmas Eve our gifts of love and understanding. Let there be peace on earth that is known to all peoples and in all lands. Amen.
On Christmas morning, my little sister Sarah and I opened our presents. When it looked as if everything had been unwrapped, Sarah found one last small box from behind the tree. It had my name on it. Inside was a silver bell. There was a note.
Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Fixed the hole in your pocket.
Signed,
Mr. C.
I shook the bell. It made the most beautiful sound my sister and I had ever heard. But my mother said, "Oh, that's too bad." "Yes," said my father, "it's broken." When I'd shaken the bell, my parents had not heard a sound.
Bells are the voice of humanity. The ringing of the bell is the sound of peace on earth. It is a sound we can all make. We are the sound of peace on earth. We are the peacemakers. We are the bells of Christmas.
As we have gathered, now let us depart. As we part from one another, let these be our thoughts. If that which is most holy lies within the human person, and if the greatest power in the world shines flickering and uncertain from each individual heart, then it is easy to see the value of human associations dedicated to nurturing that light. The couple, the family, the religious community. For power of good in any one of us must at times waver. But when a group together is dedicated to nurturing the power of good, it is rare for the light to grow dim in all individuals at the same moment. So we borrow courage and wisdom from one another to warm us and keep us until we are together again. So may it be.